This episode of WTF Landier Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle. I hope you're well, and I hope that you are well. I just want to go on to say right out the gate, I feel so excited about today. There's several reasons why, but the number one reason why is that it is such a gorgeous day where I am. I cannot say that it is a gorgeous day where you are. We know that there are so many, let's just call it weather events happening that I don't know if people will ever come out of Burning Man. Or should they? I'm not sure. Maybe that was they booked a one-way ticket to Burning Man. It's not funny, but it's possible in these days that we're living in. It's possible. Anything's possible. I could trip over a Lego. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da, there she goes. You know what I mean? So any day above ground is a good day in the name of Jesus. That's how I consider it anyways for me. For you, I'm not sure. I hope that you feel the same way though. Any day above ground is a good day. And it also is because it's a hopeful day, right? There's jazz music playing outside of my window for now. Could be pot smoking and reggae, but it's not yet. I'm just describing my environment though. It's not everyone's environment. Can you tell I feel a little uncomfortable about it? Yeah, well, it's my truth. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, but I'm here for a good time, not a long time, so it's okay. Speaking of good time, not a long time, let's talk about the subject that I got popped into this room for. It's not that I'm excited to talk about it. It's just that I feel closer to something that we should all be aware of. And I haven't heard this perspective. So I want to say that I was spending time with the Lord this morning, praying, interceding, like I do most days throughout the day even, but definitely in the morning, I like to try and make time to spend with the Lord. And it's Sunday, September 10th. And it's a good day to spend the time with the Lord and to, you know, I like to speak with him like if I were speaking to a friend, because that's what the Lord is. He's a friend. If you can gather a relationship enough with Jesus, then he will consider you a friend. And I think that we're at friendly levels. And he's very, very, very accessible, by the way, guys. It's not like some secret society. You just got to seek him and be like, Lord Jesus, what's up? How you doing? And expect an answer. And that's how it starts. How you doing, Jesus? What's good? I've been hearing about you, especially from this girl named Char Michelle on WTF Landia Radio. Is that acronym a curse word? Because if so, I'm going to point my finger at her. Or is it okay? Is she your people or is she belong to someone else? Jesus will answer that for you too. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm going to go out to tell you so then you can get your double down answer from Jesus. I am a Jesus Yeshua, to be more particular, follower. I'm a follower of Yeshua HaMashiach. That is Hebraic for Jesus Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Messiah Christ is the anointed one. All right. So let's just be very clear. I follow no other. I don't even follow my own lead. Okay. That's just a fact. I'm a daughter of God, Yahweh, in heaven. Not the small g God, not no Lucifer, not Beelzebub, not the upside down crooks. None of that. I don't do that. It's not my thing. I think it's cringy and it's so 2016. Let's just stop. Let's stop and move forward and walk towards the light, people. It's so much cuter, more attractive, and way cooler. And also promises an everlasting life of not hellfire. So I don't want to burn in hellfire in my thoughts or in actual hellfire. I don't want none of it because, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want, anyways, moving along. If you're just new to WTF Landia, welcome to the show. You get to step inside of my thoughts that sometimes take us around about, like a little roundabout circle, and then comes back to the point, and then we circle out of it, and then we come back, and then we leave until it's time to, you know, pop into another episode of your favorite podcast that's very whimsical. Let's just call it that. Anyways, I came here today on this beautiful Sunday that's, like I said at the top of this episode, bright, glorious, and a wonderful day above ground. And I came to talk about something I think I might have solved. Well, I'm not sure I solved it. I think God's going to give me more revelation as I seek it. And as you seek it, look it. Don't come to this podcast to think that it's going to tell you exactly what's what and it's going to give you everything you need. It'll give you some things, but you have to explore the options. You have to seek for yourself. This is satire, parody, and truth, and stories telling and everything in between. And it's for educational purposes only, as the description and, you know, disclaimer mentions. So you do what you want to with it, but just be kind to people when you do what you want to with what you learn out of jumping into this episode. But think. I incline your minds to think for yourself. Because we're living in an era where everyone's thinking for you, but they're not thinking at the same time. They have all these thoughts, but then they're philosophizing their way out of truths. And again, good is evil and evil is good, in my opinion. And I think it's weird. So that's confusing. We're in confusing times, period, people. I'm just going to say it. You can do what you want to with that, too. But if you're thinking about where you can go next, we'll figure that out from this podcast episode and see where God wants to take us next. All right. But anyway, study up, study long, study strong. Okay. So check it out. I was listening to the World Economic Forum meetings and agendas. Right. So I, you know, decided to peek in and hear what these young global leaders of the world, what they're working on, what their plans are, what they have been, you know, looking to achieve, because people seem to be throwing this whole World Economic Forum, and blah, blah, blah around, which is, it's good because we're talking about stuff that's, you know, fairly new that to most people. They don't know what the World Economic Forum is and what their agenda is and who's involved and, you know, so on and so forth. So I decided to do my own research and find out exactly what it is. And the World Economic Forum, again, is a global organization that is guided by the belief that every life has equal value and is working to help people lead healthy, productive lives based in Seattle. It's led by Executive Chief Officer Susan. Oh, that's Bill Gates Foundation. Sorry. See? Already starting off on the... Anyways, the World Economic Forum is... You'll have to go search it up. I'm not going to read that for you. I want you to actually go look for yourself. Go look at WEF Forum. WEF worldeconomicforum.org. There we go. And you check it out for yourself. All right. WEFORUM.org. Again, that is www.weforum.org. Check it out. Then you can find out what that is and what they do and what their goal is, all right, from their perspective. And then you can do your work, your research on what it is doing on your perspective. But Bill and Melinda Gates seem to be a part of that organization. At least Bill Gates is an agenda coordinator. And it says here on the World Economic Forum website, as a co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates shapes and approves foundation strategies, advocates for the foundation's issues, and sets the organization's overall direction. Wow. Golly gee. How do you have so many jobs, Bill? Billiam Gates. My goodness, he has a lot of jobs. And he sets the organization's overall direction. Yeesh. He works with grantees and partners to further the foundation's goal of improving equity in the United States and around the world. Improving equity in the United States, around the world. Bill, it doesn't say improving equality, improving life in the United States and around the world, but equity. All right. Money. Money talks. BS walks. According to Bill, obviously. Bill co-founded Microsoft Corporation. We know that. Blah, blah. Do your own research on that. And we'll stop there. Okay. He's got three children. He was married to, Melinda Gates, or divorced and whatever. All right. But they still work together, apparently. I'm not sure up until this moment, this date, what they do. But it seems like they're into equity. Into equity, and he advocates for the foundational issues and overall direction. And the overall directions is interesting, because we have to listen to what some of the overall direction is, and then we can kind of discuss if this seems like an overall direction that is, well, equitable for both you and I, right? So let's have a listen and figure that part out.
Really proud to say we need to eat less meat. We need to stop land being used for cattle and growing grain for the billions of animals that we keep in our intensive farms. And then finally, we cannot hide away from human population growth, because, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. Climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well, some understand it a bit, some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things, but anyway.
It's educating, it's hopefully elevating the content that, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. we started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we'd Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platforms themselves also do. It's educating.
Public health. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Think about the impact on something like public health.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think...
It will, first of all, it will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
And one
to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 1960s, mass starvation in the 70s, and an end of oil in the 1990s. These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty. America will always be the proud, strong, and unyielding bastion of freedom. In America, we understand what the pessimists refuse to see. That a growing and vibrant market economy focused on the future lifts the human spirit and excites creativity strong enough to overcome any.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, right there, we ended it off with DJT, Donald John Trump. And those are, again, snippets from different various meetings that of people who have been invited to speak at panels at the World Economic Forum meetings. Those are public knowledge. You can seek them out for yourself, okay? So, and the credits will be given in my bio, okay? But our bio in the description, I should say, rather. But there we have it. Now we have some ideas of people whom were invited to speak on panels at the World Economic Forum, just exactly what they are planning and what their thoughts are around it. And what was a little bit alarming, I don't know if you heard the top girl on that, says that, you know, we worked hard at getting vaccinated the globe, but many people avoided that, right? We didn't accomplish that. Now, we do know what happened when everybody got vaccinated. Not a lot of people had good things happen, you know? Some people did, some people didn't. Many people died, right? We're going to call it what it is. We're not going to call it a vaccine because it hasn't been approved. I think FDA takes 10 years. It's been fast-tracked. So we're going to call it gene therapy for now. And in 10 years, if they consider it a vaccine, then I'll retract that statement. But for now, I'm going to consider it to be a gene therapy because that's rather more akin to what it is, if you do your research on that. But again, don't take my word for it. Research it for yourself. I'm not sure. I'm just going to go on to say that. I'm not sure about anything I'm saying here. You do your own research. How about that? I'm just trying to rub two thoughts together like nickels and hope we create a forest fire of thought. But again, reach for it. So, yeah. But what we do understand is that a lot of people wanted to take vaccine. Maybe people were afraid of needles. Let's just go on to say that. Maybe they didn't do any research. Maybe they didn't even know it was gene therapy. Maybe they thought, I just don't like needles. So then that did not vaccinate the entire population like they had intended, like she mentioned. However, water, what they understand is water. Even children understand water. Everybody has to shower. For goodness sake, everybody has to drink that stuff. So, I did go on to mention at the top of this episode that Bill Gates is a main contributor, right? He is a main contributor of the World Economic Forum, and he is setting the organization's overall direction. And so, with that said, and that chick saying that, you know, the vaccines didn't do the thistle, so we got to eat water. We understand water. They understand water. Even kids understand water. What are they going to do with the water is my question. That's what popped me. That was part of the alarming thing that popped me in here. What are you going to do with my water? We all need water. That's the thing is we can't survive without water. Can everybody afford a water filter? Where is our food and growing in? It's growing with the use of water. And then I did a little research. And then I found out that, speaking of water, there is a little organization called Ecolab. And Ecolab is a water filtration company. And one of the top donors or stakeholders in that Ecolab is, you guessed it, it's been talked about on these other podcasts underneath it. Hey, Ben Jamal, my friends, Ben Jamal, Bill Gates. And so if he is the great contributor of WEF and they're talking about, well, water is what we all understand, what could possibly go wrong? Your contributor happens to own some water filtration, some water sustainability, some water filtration company that is definitely in North America. I saw their cars here driving around Canada. So I just want to know, what is the plan, Stan? What you got planned in the water? And if it's nothing, Bill, if it's just to make sure that everybody's healthy and wealthy and the population control, you know, I mean, the population is whatever, then, you know, I just want to know. I want to invite you on to the WTF Landia radio show so we can talk about what the you're trying to do. I'm a child of the Most High God, so I'm not going to swear. It's not my thing. I sometimes slip up and swear, but I try not to. But what the freak are you trying to do? What's happening with the water is what I'm saying. Why did she insinuate that water, we all understand water, and we all didn't understand the vaccine, huh? I mean, that's a fair enough question, isn't it? Isn't it, Billiam Gates? So then what I went to do further is I went to seek the Lord on what I think, you know, what's happening here? What's happening here? Why are so many people involved? And you can go and see a list of people who are partners and or stakeholders in the World Economic Forum. And I tried to sign up so I can kind of, you know, see and get some insight, maybe get invited to a meeting so I can maybe change my ideas on what they're doing. If they're doing something I think is, you know, Christ-like. Jesus loving, right? I would like to be involved if that's the case. So I signed up. I don't get too much email communications from them. I don't know why. I'm not sure. Maybe I don't have enough money or stake in the system. But what's going on, Ecolab stakeholder, top World Economic Forum guy? Contributor. And so what I did was I went to the Bible because, and I went to the Lord and I prayed about it. And then I went to the Bible and I just said, Lord, what is it? And I keep understanding that the microchips, the sound bites we heard, we won't even need cell phones. The equipment would be built into our body. That was a discussion being had of the owner of Nokia, and which is a cell phone service. And that is at the World Economic Forum meeting. Public knowledge again. So we won't even need, so that won't be our main source of intel. It could be built into our body, is what he said. Something like that, right? So that gets me thinking, okay, so microchip, right? It's built into our body. That's some sort of a chip, it feels like cyborg stuff, right? So that's built into human beings over the next, by 2030, which is very close if you think about it. And then we're talking about the water supply. And then we're talking about no more eating meat and the population control, which was said several times by Kamala Harris and the other lady who looks like she should eat some meat. And I'm just saying, because not because of her size or her weight, so don't try to cancel me, because she looks green. She looks like she only eats trees and she should have some balance, some pinking up her skin is all I'm saying. And I'm just saying that out of love. You know, vegans have it rough enough just trying to eat plants. You got to pinken up that skin with some beet juice or something. I don't know. Do your research, lady, but pinken up that skin. You're looking green. But anyways, so I started to think about all of these things, which sounds to me like it started to sound like revelations. And I know I speak about this chapter a lot in this podcast, but I think it's very important. It's very timely. And it was Revelations 13, 16 through 18. Hear me out. He also forced small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. And this calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the man's number, and his number is 666. 666 is 18. It equals 18. Keep that in mind. This is scriptural. This is biblical. This is prophetic. Okay? I'm just going to, you can argue with your module that you're listening to this on. Don't argue with me. I'm just reading the Bible. That's where I get my information from when it comes to prophecy, prophetic timepiece, period. So don't argue with me in the comment section. But check it out. So I thought, man, what? This, all that sounded like you can't buy or sell, you can't eat meat, population control, microchips, water supply. It just all sounds like that could be a byproduct of what that organization is talking about. So I thought, hold up. Let me calculate the number of this organization. The name, World Economic Forum. And so I got my little handy dandy pencil out, my pen. I still write, guys. I decided it's not enough to type and text. My autocorrect gets me wrong all the time. It doesn't even know me. It might as well be a stranger. It doesn't know anything I want to say. It always texts things always backwards. I say, I live. It says, I love. I don't love. I live. Got people thinking I love. And I say, and I live. Gosh. Anyways. If that's ever happened to you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyways. So I started to calculate that name. World Economic Forum. And yeah. You guessed it. I got 18. I got 18 numbers in those three words. And also, if you look at the artwork on this podcast, you can see just how the World Economic Forum has what resembles 666 going through it. But again, this calls for wisdom. And if anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast. So I thought about, who's the beast? It's a man. which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Could be. Could be collaborative. I don't know. I'm asking God for more insight as we speak. You should do the same. Bill Gates. So I thought, let me calculate his number. Let me calculate his name. Well, I got 17. But if you include the third, because his name is William Gates. Wait, well, let's see. His name is, well, William Henry Gates III. So 3. That would be 18. I'm not calling him the beast. But I am saying that the World Economic Forum, if we're talking about mathematically speaking, could very well be our system. Could very well be our culprit. So unless someone from that organization says, we are coming in the name of Jesus, then I invite you on the show so that we can discuss what's really good. Klaus Schwab, William Henry Gates III, you're most welcome. Later.
Proud to sit on WEF's Power of Media Task Force, and GLAAD is a very proud partner of the Partnership for Global LGBTQI Equality, which is also known as PGLE. And PGLE was launched right here in 2019 and is a project of WEF and the UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. We work with the news, business, entertainment, faith leaders, sports, governments, and individual activists from around the globe to ensure and educate public people on LGBTQ issues and move policy forward. In the U.S., the Gallup poll this year showed that over 20% of Gen Z are LGBT. We've been running studies ourselves that include the Q, and so it's LGBTQ, and we expand the age from 18 to 34, and you can see nearly 40% of Gen Zers identify as LGBTQ.
Are we really going to sit here and pretend to be shocked that the World Economic Forum has been behind all of this? One of their biggest goals is to destroy the nuclear family.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast. podcast or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTFlandia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTFlandia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.